That's it, aye. A bit closer to home, all right. I suppose I was in Cork a long time, Kenny. I had 7 brilliant years down there, you know. I enjoyed every minute of it, but I was just probably at a stage now where, you know, I needed a new challenge and a new project, and, you know, Sligo really fitted that bill for me.
Absolutely. Before we talk about them, just looking back at Cork, you were there for a very successful period of Cork City, and you captained the team and everything else, so you must have been delighted. I'm sure, obviously, besides that, you had a few injuries, but besides that, you must have been delighted with your period down there.
Yeah, look, I always said it was probably the best decision I ever made football-wise anyway, going down to Cork, and I was lucky enough to play with some brilliant players down there, and as you say, to be asked to captain a club like that, I mean, sure, it was an honour, complete honour. I probably didn't expect it at the time, so luckily too, we won a few trophies and that, and a few medals in the bank, and as you say, it was just brilliant. Everything about it was brilliant. The people were great and all, so I have nothing but good things to say about Cork and the city.
No matter what people say about football, you want to be winning, Johnny, and I'm sure, like, this last few years, seeing that team, how they proceeded, and the success under John Caulfield, I suppose, especially, it must have been great.
Oh, that's it. Well, that's what we're in it for. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we play for. We were getting paid to win matches, and luckily we were able to do that. And the last couple of years, sir, there were some fantastic players down there. I mean, if you look at the year we won the league and getting to play with someone like Seanie Maguire, I mean, I know he's been a little bit unlucky recently with injuries and stuff, but he's as good a player as you're ever going to see, Kenny. I mean, he will play at whatever level he wants to, provided that he's lucky enough with injuries. And people like Colin Healy, Dan Murray, Alan Bennett, you know, the list goes on. And it was just a brilliant, all-round brilliant experience.
Yeah, Seanie Maguire, saw him playing Fan Park one time, and he played in 3 different positions himself, I think, but he was all over the pitch.
Oh, stop. He was like that all the time in training as well. I mean, I had times, probably the week before I did my cruciate in the year that we actually won the league, I trained against him, and like, I have no problem saying if somebody turns me inside out, but it hasn't happened too many times back at home. But in this training session, he absolutely ruined me now. And, you know, it just, his quality was just on another level.
Absolutely. Well, about yourself, after that cruciate injury, I'm sure they're hard injuries to come back from, Johnny, and you've battled hard to get back fit again.
Aye, that's it. I suppose, you know, it's hard when you... I came back from a fairly bad one, Kenny, and then the cruciate came at a pretty bad time. I was probably playing as well as I'd ever played, really, and all of a sudden it's kind of taken away from you again. So, look, it's a lot of time in the gym, a lot of time on your own and that, but I tried as best I could to use it as a challenge and something that I could come back from, and at the moment I feel as fit as I've ever felt, so hopefully I can carry that into next season.
Yeah, all credit to you for that. And looking ahead now, how did they... I know Liam Buckley probably was a big attraction, but how did Sligo manage to get you away from Cork?
I met Liam. I was up at home anyway when the season finished, and Liam got in touch, and I went and met him, and just his vision for the club and his excitement about it, I think, were big draws for me. And you know, when you're talking about a new project and challenge, you want something that's going to be exciting, and I think that certainly was for me. And you look at the squad that he's building in Sligo, and it just seemed like the right fit for me at the time. And to be honest, I really cannot wait to get going.
Yeah, and once you get into pre-season and meet your new teammates and everything else, it'll really give you a big buzz heading up there.
Oh, totally. It's going to be a really brilliant fresh start for me, and I know a few of the boys in the squad just from playing in Ireland underage teams and that, so I'm sure it won't take me too long to settle in, but the main thing now will just be to have a good solid pre-season under my belt and try and get as many games in as I can next year.
Yeah, nothing beats playing, and it's a fine setup up in Sligo now. They've really improved the showgrounds, and it's a great football in town.
Brilliant. It's a very big football in town, and I mean, I remember when I came back first, whatever, 7 years ago, I mean, Sligo were winning leagues and cups, and playing in the showgrounds was a real difficult place to go and play. I know the last couple of years probably they haven't been as successful as they'd like to be, but hopefully we can bring that back and make the showgrounds a bit of a fortress next year, and it should be good for everyone.
Yeah, well, looking at I was reading some of the things that the manager has been saying, and he's obviously expecting a lot from you, because he's kind of hoping that you're going to gel a lot of those players together. So it's a big load on your shoulders, I suppose, getting into a new club.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose I'm getting... I know I'm only 27, but I've been in the league a long time now. Maybe that bit of experience might help me. And sure, look, if I can help any of the younger lads or pass any of that on, then that'll be brilliant. But I know that in the dressing room there's a lot of big characters already and a lot of very good players. So if I can add to that and help the team improve in any way, I'll be delighted to.
And what about, it's a tough league, a 10-team league. You've been used at the top end of the league. And as you said, Sligo had been similar to other teams in the bottom half, not the bottom of the table, but the bottom half of it. You know, it's a tough, tough league with 10 teams. What would you be hopeful for next season, Johnny?
It's hard to say, Kenny. I mean, we have to be realistic as well, but you know, it's quite open outside the top two, let's say Cork and Dundalk, over the last number of years. It's been, you know, there's been a few teams flip-flopping, but from third, let's say, down to eighth or whatever, so I think the top four is a realistic goal for us. Now we'll have to start very well in order for that to happen. But as you say, there's so many games and so many fixtures, and we probably won't have an enormous squad in Sligo, so we'll need that bit of luck as well with injuries and things. And if we get that, I don't see any reason why we can't do quite well next year.